The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi, Day of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Jesus Christ the Lord, also known as the Solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. We celebrate the real presence of the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. The Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us, at the heart of the Eucharistic celebration are the bread and wine that by the words of Christ and the invocation of the Holy Spirit become Christ's body and blood. As Catholic Christians, this is what we believe. From the moment when the priest pronounces the words of the consecration, "This is my body, this is the cup of my blood," what is on the altar is no longer bread and wine, but the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Of the bread and wine, nothing remains except appearances. But under those appearances, God is truly present. As someone who converted to Catholicism in my late 30s, I can tell you this was the most difficult belief of the Catholic faith for me to accept. I have mentioned in some of my previous homilies that I was raised Wesleyan Methodist, and this was not in name only. I have believed in God and have attended church for all my life. And when I moved into this area in 1988, I began to regularly attend the Brewerton United Methodist Church off Orangeport Road. I was there for worship most Sundays until I met my then girlfriend and now wife, Teresa, and started to attend St. Stephen's Catholic Church in Phoenix with her and her family. So among other things, you have Teresa to thank or to blame for me being up here today. Most, but not all, Protestant denominations do not believe in the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. They believe, as did I, that the bread and wine are symbolic of the bread and wine shared by Jesus as his body and blood with the disciples in the upper room at the Last Supper. One Protestant description I read said the practice known as the Eucharist is a time when Christians come together as one body to remember and celebrate the life and works of Jesus Christ and involves the acceptance of bread and wine in memory of the body and blood of Christ. So what made me change my mind and come to believe in the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist? Teresa never pressured me to become Catholic. I knew she wanted me to convert, but I think she knew it had to be something that I wanted to do, not something I was pushed into. There was no discussion of, if we're going to be married, you have to become Catholic. In fact, we were married for 6 years before I entered RCIA. But going to Mass every week, sitting and listening to the liturgy, hearing those words of consecration over and over, and seeing and feeling the faith of the parishioners, seeing the adoration and reverence for the Eucharist week after week, made me begin to realize there was more to this Catholic faith than I was experiencing or understanding. Now, I'm an engineer by training, so if I don't understand something, I research it. I started at the source, reading the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Gospels of Matthew and Mark are very clear. Matthew says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and giving it to his disciples, said, "Take, this is my body." Mark uses very similar words, also recording Jesus as saying, "Take it, this is my body." Jesus does not say this represents my body or is symbolic of my body. He clearly states, "This is my body." Luke also records Jesus as saying, "This is my body," but then adds, "which will be given for you. Do this in memory of me." This is where many of the Protestant denominations point when they tell us it's a remembrance, not the actual body and blood of Jesus. But that is taking the phrase "in memory of me" out of context, as Luke clearly documented Jesus saying, "This is my body." And then there's the Gospel of John, which is where we're hearing proclaimed this cycle at Sunday Mass. As usual, John goes off in some totally different direction than the other three Gospels. When you read the Last Supper discourses in John's Gospel, we have no mention of a meal or of bread and wine. John does not record Jesus' institution at the Lord's Supper. Instead, John records Jesus teaching and comforting his disciples regarding his coming departure. Jesus explains, although he will be absent, the Holy Spirit would be present with the disciples, and how the Holy Spirit will make up for his absence. But in today's gospel proclamation, which comes earlier in John's Gospels, we hear the Bread of Life discourses, where Jesus says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread which I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." Certainly sounds like a description of the Eucharist. Then I look at what was said in the early days of the church. I read the Didache, I looked at the early Christian writers, and found that many of them, such as St. Jerome, St. Ignatius of Antioch, St. Augustine of Hippo, and St. Justin Martyr, all wrote of the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Clearly, the early church believed in the real presence. I continued to read and I listened to Catholic speakers on television and radio. I continued to attend and experience the Mass without partaking in the Eucharist. And most importantly, as I witnessed the devotion of my wife and her family, spoke with our pastor, Father Fritzen, saw the devotion of the people of St. Stephen's, I came to believe. Not to understand, but to believe. When I was in school, they would tell us at some point in the nuclear engineering curriculum, you will find things you will not understand how they occur, but you know they occur because you see the result. We used to call that pushing the I believe button. I can tell you how it works, but I know it does. I believe. That is eventually what I did with the Eucharist. The reality of Christ's presence at the Eucharist is beyond our comprehension. We are asked not to understand it, but to experience it and to believe. I believe not because I understand, but because I experience the result. I pray that today on the Feast of Corpus Christi and at every Mass, all of us here believe and experience that result. Jesus giving his own flesh and blood here in the Eucharist so that we may have eternal life.